when we started this process, we went out and did had a feasibility study done for us, and we did look at the options for in town and outside of town. The feasibility study came back and showed that the inside of town was definitely a no-brainer. It would work. Outside of town, it showed a potential to do that, but the unfortunate thing of it is right now it's just too cost prohibitive to run outside in the rural areas right now. Now, in near future, there is some CAF funding that may come down the road where AT&T has dropped off of those funds. We will have the chance potentially in the next year to 2 years to bid on that to get some of that funding, and there could be a possibility down the road that we could build out to the outside of the rural areas. We'll look at all the responses, and obviously, I guess if there's enough outside in the rural area, there's something we could potentially look at, but right now we're focusing on the responses inside the city limits. From the time when it gets constructed, basically there's going to be fiber running from the head end office that will go into taps into different neighborhoods. At that time, if somebody calls in and says they want the service, they will run, installers or contractors will run a fiber from that tap down into their house and hook into a modem inside the house. Once we get the responses back, if we get enough responses back to go forward with the project, more than likely how that normally works is they break the towns up into construction quadrants, and we would look at possibly doing a sign-up drive, and some of our construction may be based on the number of sign-ups we have in an area.
But again,
who gets built first.
But again, nothing is definite at this point. You're just trying to determine the interest in this.
That is correct. I can't overemphasize enough that we need the citizens of Trenton to fill out these surveys, to let us know they're interested, to make this work for Trenton. I think we'd like to, I think 20 to 25% is probably what we're hopefully looking for to get it to basically have an accurate survey.